local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we say welcome into a Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We appreciate it. The text line is open, 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-2626-111. Do have a busy day today, and of course, as we get started here, much of the country's attention is centered on Baltimore, Maryland today, where very early this morning, a cargo ship slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed very easily after that. And as of this moment, search and rescue efforts are still ongoing for six construction workers, at least six construction workers who were on the bridge when it plunged into the river. As we get started here, that is, of course, our top story here of our top three stories. But very little is known about what's happening right now. The NTSB did a news conference earlier this afternoon. We'll have a couple of sound bites here in just a moment. But they have said that while they are going to be leading the investigation, any information about casualties or injuries or anything like that will have to come from local law enforcement agencies in the Baltimore area. We have not heard from anyone with the city of Baltimore to give those details yet today. It is possible that we do get another press briefing here this afternoon and evening, and if we do, while we're on the air, we will certainly join that just to find out what we learn here. But a very scary situation. Just reading through the stories and the coverage, it is a miracle that there were not more people involved and more people missing. The report is that the ship had gone through some sort of malfunction, and that they were able to get enough of an alert to crews that were on the bridge to divert traffic that was coming on. Of course, the time of the day certainly helped. It was about 1:30 in the morning when this happened. But the fact that there were no cars on the bridge that were impacted when this happened is definitely no short of a miracle there. Here is NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy. She addressed the media earlier this afternoon.
We are standing back to allow the Coast Guard and search and rescue to continue their search and rescue operations while we gather information from the command post.
Homendy says that they had not yet boarded the cargo ship that crashed into the bridge, again, to allow for those efforts to continue. So again, as we continue on here through the afternoon and evening, if there are any other local press briefings scheduled this afternoon, we'll carry those live today. The Biden administration today defending its decision to allow the UN Security Council to pass a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the U.S. abstained from the vote because the resolution does not condemn Hamas. The resolution, unlike others in the past, does tie a temporary ceasefire to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Of course, we talked about this yesterday, that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was planning on sending a delegation to Washington this week and called that off when the U.S. did not vote against that resolution. For the first time, they have taken that position, but the U.S. today explaining why they did not. The Supreme Court considering a case today that could limit access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices are reviewing an appeals court decision blocking recent FDA changes that made the medication more widely available.
Some women could be forced to undergo more invasive surgical abortions. Others might not be able to access the drug at all. And all of this would happen at the request of plaintiffs who have no certain injury of their own. The court should reject that profoundly inequitable result.
That is the Solicitor General who argued on behalf of the Biden administration, claiming the ruling would inflict grave harm on women across the nation. The FDA changes expanded who may prescribe mifepristone and allowed it to be dispensed through the mail. Those are today's top three stories. Our top local headlines coming right up after traffic and weather together. Austin, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, Joe?
Not too bad.
Good to hear. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Not a ton to get into on the roads here early, luckily. We do have an accident report on Gulf Beach Highway. That's going to be just west of Navy Boulevard. It does appear to be some congestion in that immediate vicinity, but nothing too severe. Also had an accident report on, let's see here, this is Michigan Avenue, particularly if you are traveling. It appears to be just east of Mobile Highway. There's not any congestion in that area, though, so I wouldn't worry too much about that. Outside of that, the only problems where you're going to see, or the only area where you're going to see the most problems if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Mariester closer to Windhaven Beach.
The rain is beginning to move out, but the breeze is going to stick around. Through Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to keep some windy conditions out of the north, 10 to 15, even 20 miles per hour. So breezy for Wednesday and Thursday as high temperatures continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region Thursday, Friday. Highs really won't buckle much. We'll stay in the 70s, but lows will dip into the 40s by the weekend. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joseph. Local headlines, our top local story. The former dean of Warrington Middle School is avoiding jail time this week after taking a plea deal related to soliciting a student for sex. According to the PNJ, Daria Laster pleaded no contest to lewd or lascivious conduct with a person under 18, as well as contributing to the delinquency of a minor. All other charges were dropped. While Laster will serve no prison time, he is ordered to register as a sex offender, must serve 60 months on sex offender probation, as well as a year of community control. A new candidate for a seat on the Escambia School Board with a familiar last name, it's Carissa Burgosh, the wife of First Judicial Circuit Court Judge Gary Burgosh. She's pre-filed for the District 4 seat that is currently occupied by Patty Hightower. So far, she has not decided whether she will seek re-election or retire. According to Studio 850, she expects to make that decision in June. Burgosh currently works as the school liaison officer on board NAS Pensacola, helping military families with their schooling needs. We talked this morning with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons regarding the investigation into a deputy-involved shooting over the weekend. 22-year-old Jeteris Peaks was arrested after being shot several times by deputies.
Yesterday, we finished a ballistics that matched the gun that was found on him at the scene to the shell casings that matched that was shot, that shot the window out of the cab driver. So we'll be bringing those charges about on the cab driver. They were working out yesterday evening, so it may be done by now, but otherwise we intend to charge him with the cab driver as well.
And Simmons says that deputies fired at Peaks when he pointed a gun at them while he was fleeing. The incident had reportedly stemmed from Peaks skipping out on a cab fare, then shooting at the cab driver. Peaks, so far, has been charged with aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. A motorcyclist dead after crashing into a bicyclist that was crossing the street last night. This happened on North Palafox at Pensacola Boulevard. That was during, yesterday afternoon, during the 5 o'clock hour. Texter called that in. FHP says a 67-year-old Pensacola man was riding his motorcycle on North Palafox and crashed into a man on a bike. The motorcyclist was pronounced dead at the scene. So a tragic story there. Of course, the day after, a 3-year-old was hit by a car on Sunday night there. We'll take a break there, coming back with some state and national headlines on Pensacola right now.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about a shooting that took place with officers having to return fire against a fleeing suspect who was pointing a gun at them over the weekend. We also had another installment of Days of Our Milton because the drama involving Mayor Heather Lindsay and the city attorney, Alex Andrade, and the city councilman, Jeff Snow, and Mike Cusack, and all the players is definitely not ending anytime soon. You can always listen to every part of the show on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Join Makia of Fleet Feet and their guest at 9 a.m. tomorrow for Fleet Feet's updates on running and walking clubs, Fleet Feet's new shoe lines, and upcoming events. Check out their new store on Garden Street, downtown Pensacola, across from Everman. Get your Fit ID scan in the store, and it's not just for runners, it's for everyone who wears shoes. Tune in to Pep Talk for more information.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, not much to report on, luckily. We did have an accident report on Gulf Beach Highway. That is going to be just west of Navy Boulevard. Still got some congestion in that area there, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, the biggest problems are going to be if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Mary Esther trying to head towards Windhaven Beach. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Besides a few lingering showers, the rain is moving out across northwest Florida. In its place, Wednesday and Thursday, breezy conditions and a little bit of sunshine. Partly cloudy skies will stick around through portions of the day Wednesday to Thursday. Highs will continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region by the end of the work week. Highs will continue in the 70s through the weekend, but lows will dip back down into the 40s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe, very much. Taking a look at state headlines today, Florida says they're ready to assist with recovery efforts following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Governor DeSantis says that he's directed the Florida Division of Emergency Management to offer assistance to the state of Maryland if it is requested.
And the Osceola County School District is changing how it notifies families about absent students starting this week. The new policy will require attendance alert calls to go out in the morning and at the end of each school day. The change is in response to the death and disappearance of Madeline Soto last month. District leaders say they want to be proactive by letting parents know their child was not in class.
As the city of Pensacola continues to investigate a cyber attack, 2 weeks ago, the city of St. Cloud, Florida, is now in a similar situation. Officials say the incident happened yesterday morning, affecting phone lines and other services for several departments. Police, utility companies, and trash collections were operating as usual, though.
And Diddy's alleged drug handler is facing charges after being arrested in Miami yesterday. TMZ reports that Brendan Paul was taken into custody after officers found drugs in his travel bags after federal law enforcement agents searched Diddy's private plane at a Miami airport. The search happened as the Department of Homeland Security conducted raids at Diddy's Los Angeles and Miami homes. Paul was named in a lawsuit filed by a former male employee of Diddy's that alleged the rapper and businessman sexually assaulted him.
Yeah, and I saw that Brendan Paul apparently used to play basketball at Syracuse and somehow wound up in the inner circle of Sean P. Diddy, or Diddy as he's now known. So that's a pretty fascinating
small world
career path there. Looking at our national headlines, former President Trump's New York hush money trial will start next month. A judge rejected a further delay in the case and set jury selection to start on April 15th.
And a man is in custody after being accused of randomly pushing a person onto New York City subway tracks to his death. A man was hit and killed by an oncoming number 4 train in East Harlem Monday night after being shoved onto the tracks. This comes as the NYPD and elected officials have been trying different methods to address subway crime. Yesterday, the NYPD announced a plan to add hundreds of officers to subway stations to crack down on fare evasion and other subway crimes as well.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has picked his presidential running mate.
I'm so proud to introduce to you the next Vice President of the United States, Nicole Shanahan.
So that was in Oakland today. The 38-year-old attorney and tech entrepreneur announced as the choice. Kennedy initially launched his bid as a Democrat last April, but later announced as independent, and that came after the DNC said it would not hold primary debates. So there's the official pick.
Yeah, we figured that would be the case yesterday.
Right.
Some hotel workers in Los Angeles are getting raises as much as 40 to 50%.
The wage raise will give me peace of mind. It means I don't have to put in extra hours to make ends meet.
It comes after a strike that started last July. It involved about 10,000 employees who work at 53 hotels and was the largest hotel worker strike in modern history. The union and 34 hotels now have a 4-year contract in place. It includes a $10 per hour pay raise, pre-pandemic staffing guarantee, and low-cost health care for the employees and their families.
And a couple of updates in Texas. Construction is underway in Uvalde on a new elementary school, replacing the building where 19 students and 2 teachers were killed.
One very evident thing that you'll see in our design is you'll see a large tree that's in the front of the library.
The tree will have 2 main branches representing the 2 teachers. There will be 19 smaller branches for the kids. The cost of construction is topping $50 million. So far, about 2/3 of that has been raised.
And the 9-year-old fraud case against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is coming to an end. He accepted a plea deal today that avoids trial.
This is the first time we've really had an actual trial date, so they did what they should have done, interviewed the witnesses, and decided to offer pretrial diversion.
Paxton was accused of trying to get friends to invest in a Dallas-area tech startup without telling them that he was getting paid. This happened while he was serving in the legislature as a state representative. The plea deal orders Paxton to serve 100 hours of community service, take training on legal ethics, and pay about $300,000 in restitution.
Just shy of 4:30 at take care of the first half hour. Quick recap of the day's top three stories right after the Fox News update. Standing by to see if there's going to be any further updates of the situation in Baltimore with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Heard from the NTSB, not much details. They said any local updates as far as survivors, casualties, anything like that would have to come from local authorities, and still waiting to hear from them. Fox News Update is now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The search continues for six people in Baltimore after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. A massive cargo ship reportedly lost power and crashed into the structure.
NTSB Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy says investigators are in the very early stages of their look into the accident. As they work alongside the Coast Guard, which is concentrating on searching for victims, Homendy says her agency will focus on the vessel.
And they'll look at the operations this day.
A definite cause likely won't be known for many months.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announcing his running mate today.
My fellow lawyer, a brilliant scientist, technologist, a fierce warrior mom, Nicole Shanahan.
Speaking at an event in Oakland, California, America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. President Biden today vowed that the U.S. government would pay for the entire cost of rebuilding Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed when a cargo ship crashed into it overnight. Six construction workers who had been fixing potholes on the bridge remain missing. Speaking in the White House's Roosevelt Room, Biden said he expected Congress to support the effort to cover the cost of the bridge rebuild. The president also said he would visit Baltimore as soon as possible. Word late this afternoon, New York time, that U.S. crude stockpiles unexpectedly jumped last week. The American Petroleum Institute says stockpiles swelled by about 9.3 million barrels. A slight decrease had been generally expected. The news knocked U.S. crude futures down a bit more in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, May crude fell 33 cents to settle at $81.62 a barrel. Stocks ended the Tuesday session a bit lower, the S&P 500 dipping 14 points, the Dow Jones Industrials eased 31, the NASDAQ fell 68. That's Your Money Now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by LL Flooring. LL Flooring, every step covered. Feels like we'll see quarterbacks go off the board 1, 2, and 3 in April's NFL draft. That leaves the Arizona Cardinals in a great position. They could draft Marvin Harrison Jr., who to me is the best player in the draft, or trade the fourth pick for future first-round picks to a team desperate to move up for a QB. I'll say Arizona keeps the pick and adds Marvin Harrison Jr. as a legit weapon for Kyler Murray. I'm Zach Gelb.
At LL Flooring, we've been a trusted partner to pros for over 30 years. With over 400 nationwide warehouses full of in-stock, job-ready inventory, you'll get what you need. And our exclusive pro pricing means that pros never pay retail. Because at LL Flooring, all we do is floors, so we're going to do it right. Sign up for a free pro account today to start getting pro benefits. LL Flooring, every step covered.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Somebody, I'm just visiting. I don't know nobody's number, but somebody's up there. I need to talk.
This is 911, ma'am.
I said, give me the resident.
I thought that was a song name. Apparently, that where it says, give me the residence, is a weird audio clip that we just have saved. It sounded like a remix, though, so we're going to roll with it.
All right.
Just past 4:35.
I don't want you to talk right now. I want to hear the rest of the audio clip because I.
What type of problem? How do you figure that's an emergency?
Well, they come from Detroit or New York or somewhere, and nobody there to pick them up. Or she was supposed to pick them up.
Well, I'm sorry to inform you, but that's not an emergency.
It is an emergency. They come from all the way from New York and here. And ain't nobody to pick them up.
No, that's not a 911 emergency.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm just
All right. Well, another.
I love that song. Don't you?
Sure.
It's contemporary.
Yeah, on the list of bumper music.
Gaffs
there.
That's got to be number one.
That is number one.
Because at least Christmas music is music.
I didn't think we'd have a day where the Christmas music in August would would be bumped from the top spot, but there it is.
Okay, well, either way, that's my bad, I guess. Give Me the Residence is not the name of a song. It's the name of whatever that woman was talking about. Just past 4:35, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather here. Let's see. It hasn't been much to report on the roads, luckily. We do have some typical evening traffic causing backups if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile. Also had that accident report earlier this hour on Gulf Beach Highway. That's just west of Navy Boulevard. Still got some backups in that area, but nothing too severe. Last main spot where we had some problems is if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Mary Esther. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Besides a few lingering showers, the rain is moving out across northwest Florida. In its place Wednesday and Thursday, breezy conditions and a little bit of sunshine. Partly cloudy skies will stick around through portions of the day Wednesday to Thursday. Highs will continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region by the end of the work week. Highs will continue in the 70s through the weekend, but lows will dip back down into the 40s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, very good. Thank you, Joe, for 40 here at News Radio 92.3. Fairly light on the sports calendar tonight. No college basketball. And when I say no college basketball, I mean NCAA tournament basketball.
The big dance, yeah.
We still got like NIT and CBI, but I have no interest in boring you with any sort of scoreboards on those two tournaments. But
well, that's the thing. We won't give live updates when they do get underway. But if you, the headlining college basketball stuff tonight is a doubleheader on ESPN, NIT quarterfinals, the first half of them. Georgia and Ohio State at 6. That's going to be followed by Cincinnati, Indiana State at 8. So if you're interested.
Last time Ohio State and Georgia had an athletic competition, it didn't go very well for me, so I will
you're gonna
refrain
hard
from.
Hard pass?
Yeah.
Well, if it helps, Georgia just the other day beat Wake Forest in the NIT, we both hate them.
Okay.
NBA doubleheader on TNT, Lakers at Bucks at 6:30. That's going to be followed by Mavericks at Kings at 9.
That should be a good one.
Yeah, no, those are a couple good ones. That's really all that's going on in sports tonight that's especially noteworthy. But we've been covering these past couple days Shohei Ohtani and the whole gambling thing. Well, he's not alone in the headlines now. NBA is looking into Toronto Raptors forward Jontae Porter over betting concerns. That's according to ESPN. Prop bets involving Porter from games on January 26th and March 20th showed an unusual interest, and he left both games early due to alleged injury and illness. I think he said he re-aggravated an eye injury, and he said he was feeling sick or something.
Yeah.
He ended up hitting the unders, you know, over and under.
He
ended up hitting the unders in all categories bet on as a result in both games.
And they were, like, low numbers.
Yeah, because he's like a role player at best. I mean, I follow the Raptors. I had a buddy send this story to me yesterday, and I'm like, I don't even know who Jontae Porter is.
Neither did I until today.
DraftKings labeled these prop bets as the number one moneymaker in both instances, which obviously sounded the alarm bells even more.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Understandably.
We'll see how that turns out. Some NFL headlines here. We talked about this recently as well. NFL owners are adopting the XFL kickoffs for the 2025 season. Kickers will continue to kick from the 35-yard line, but players on the kickoff team will line up on the receiving team's 40, while the receiving team will set up between the 35 and 30-yard lines. If a ball doesn't reach the landing zone between the goal line and 20-yard line, then it will be placed at the 40-yard line. Are you with me so far?
Mm-hmm.
It will be placed at the 35-yard line if it goes out of the end zone, or at the 20-yard line if it hits the landing zone and rolls into the end zone. The ball must be returned if it is caught in the landing zone. No player besides the kicker and returners can move until the ball touches either the ground or a player inside the landing zone.
So,
if you're not following, you'll see it
story,
in 2025.
Yeah, so long story short on this, the NFL wants the kickoff returns.
Right.
It is punishing the kickers if they just boom it to the back of the end zone. They want it in the landing zone. They want the returner to have the opportunity to field the kick. And not having 250, 60, 70 pound men screaming at them from 40 yards away. it's going to be, I like this. We talked about this in the past, of course. I like this. I think it's going to add some excitement. You're going to see some kick return touchdowns. I'm all for this.
Yeah, no, I am too. I mean, a lot of people are whining. It's like, I understand we don't like change, but just because you don't like change doesn't mean every change is bad. And the NFL is going to be playing on Christmas Day again next season. That's despite the holiday falling on a Wednesday. The plan would be for a doubleheader, and the four teams involved would play the previous Saturday. So it feels like the traditional Sunday to Thursday week. My Steelers, I don't think, are going to be part of that. I don't think we play on Christmas Day anymore. But I'm sure, the Bears are sometimes involved in a Thanksgiving tradition. I'm sure on Christmas Day, Joe will be clicking his heels if he and his daughter can watch the Bears lose. That's going to be beautiful.
Wow. Wow. I think the NFL schedule gets released in May or June or something like that. But
hopefully it's good games.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting because it's Wednesday, right? So not only are you going to have the Wednesday night Christmas game, the Wednesday doubleheader Christmas Day, you're going to have Thursday night football. You're going to probably have you're going to have Friday football because the NFL is starting that this year. And then that Saturday and Sunday, you're probably, with the holiday weekend, you're going to have college football quarterfinals. So Talk about a nice little runway of NFL primetime and college football playoff games. That's going to be a big week there.
For sure.
4:45, another traffic and weather update before health, business, and science notes.
Let's see. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 miles, still dealing with some minor backups there. Most of the congestion that was on Gulf Beach Highway from a previously reported accident at the top of the hour, that appears to have smoothened out, so hopefully that won't hold you up anymore. And outside of that, we were dealing with some issues if you were traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Mary Esther. That is still present, though it appears to be lessening as well.
The rain is beginning to move out, but the breeze is going to stick around. Through Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to keep some windy conditions out of the north, 10 to 15, even 20 miles per hour. So breezy for Wednesday and Thursday as high temperatures continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region Thursday, Friday. Highs really won't buckle much. We'll stay in the 70s, but lows will dip into the 40s by the weekend. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you. Looking at our health, business, and science notes today, Visa and MasterCard are coming to a settlement to lower merchant fees that could potentially save consumers billions. The fees credit card companies charge to small and large businesses usually cost merchants 2% of the transaction, and that is passed along to consumers. The settlement forces credit card companies to cap the fee over the next 5 years, then negotiate a new swipe fee with merchants.
And Apple is facing three new consumer lawsuits that claim it is monopolizing the smartphone market. The class actions were filed by Android users in California and New Jersey. The claims allege that Apple keeps certain essential apps, services, and hardware exclusive to the iPhone, thus maintaining a monopoly by eliminating competition with Android smartphones.
Shares in Donald Trump's social media company jumped more than 50% after it began public trading this morning under the ticker symbol DJT on Wall Street. Trading in the Trump Media and Technology Group was briefly halted due to volatility at around 8:40 local time today. Its market valuation was about $2.5 billion in early trading on the NASDAQ as well.
And Indianapolis-based pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly says that they have a shortage of two insulin products. The company says the products are Humalog and Insulin Lispro injection. Eli Lilly officials say they are moving with urgency to address the problem.
Austin, did you catch the finale of The Bachelor last night?
Didn't even know it was on.
You missed a good one.
I did, really.
I also missed it. I just assume it was good. Jenny Tran will be the next lead on ABC's The Bachelorette. The 26-year-old hails from Miami. She'll be the first Asian-American lead in the show's two decades on the air. So,
wow, good for her.
Yeah.
The Powerball jackpot is rolling over again. There was no grand prize winner in last night's drawing, so the next time to strike it rich will be tomorrow with an estimated $865 million up for grabs. Meanwhile, tonight's Mega Millions drawing has skyrocketed to over $1 billion. Take the cash option on that, and a winner will walk away with just shy of $526 million.
A documentary about the Beach Boys, including previously unreleased footage, is premiering on Disney Plus on May 24th. The Beach Boys will have new interviews with members Brian Wilson, Mike Love, Al Jardine, and David Marks, and as well as Blondie Chaplin, who was part of the band during the 1970s.
And the first trailer is being released for the fourth film in the Bad Boys franchise. Bad Boys Ride or Die sees Will Smith and Martin Lawrence reprise their roles as Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett, two detectives working together in Miami. Bad Boys Ride or Die will be hitting theaters on June 7th.
And the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise will be getting a fresh start. The film's producer, Jerry Bruckheimer, told comicbook.com that they're going to reboot Pirates. No details on the storyline or actors involved, but Bruckheimer previously said Johnny Depp was unlikely to reprise the role of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Mm.
Austin, assuming that you have even heard of Pirates of the Caribbean before,
I have.
Your thoughts on a Johnny Depp-less Pirates of the Caribbean?
I mean, that just kind of puts you fighting an uphill battle going into it. I mean, the dude's the face of the franchise, and his eccentricity is what makes that character. I think if you take him out of it, I mean, and I'm not saying that this isn't Johnny Depp's decision. It may be.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of if you insist on making this without the face of the franchise, it's not going to hit the same. Like, that's just been proven time and time again in media.
Yeah, but on the other hand, there have been, I would say, in the, let's, for example, say the Bond franchise, right? Has there been a big miss in the actors that they've chosen, going from Roger Moore to Daniel Craig? I would say no.
That one's probably a pretty successful one, relatively speaking, but everyone has like their favorite version of James Bond, and if they had it their way, they probably wouldn't have switched off of him. But James Bond is one of the lucky ones that has survived those changes.
Batman.
Batman is basically the same as James Bond. They look at it as like, oh, well, you know, like Robert Pattinson, he played it. People look at him and they're like, oh, he was good. Oh, he sucked. You know, they do the same thing with the Joker. It's like Heath Ledger is the best one, but Jack Nicholson is for the old heads.
Yeah, exactly. 4:50, we'll take a break there. We'll get our wacky stories and good news to wrap up our number one next.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60-plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Are you tired of renting and ready to own a home?
Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's Home Buyer Program is here to make that dream a reality. The program serves both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, providing eligible individuals and families the opportunity to achieve home ownership.
Wondering if you qualify?
Visit PensacolaHabitat.org/homebuyer to find out more and apply today. Don't miss out on this chance to invest in your future and build stability. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org and take the first step towards home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Like our last,
a little better there, yes.
I was about to say, unlike our last one with bumper music,
I gotta clench my fist or something. I'm nervous.
You gotta brace yourself
every time we come back in.
Luckily, I am aware that the Goo Goo Dolls are a group, and Name is a song by them. But no, dude, like when we first came back from break, there was a second of silence and I'm like, is this seriously not going to play? I got so nervous.
Yeah.
Luckily, though, the Goo Goo Dolls came in clutch there. Let's see. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. If you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards Blue Angel Parkway, we've got some backups in that area there developing. Nothing too severe at this time, though. Pine Forest Road, still dealing with some issues if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. So's Navarre. We do have some slight issues on Navarre Parkway here and there if you're traveling westbound, coming from Mary Esther, and then maybe a little bit more as you head from Windhaven Beach closer to Highway 87. Outside of that, though, the main problem that you're going to have is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street. That's if you're coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Besides a few lingering showers, the rain is moving out across northwest Florida. In its place, Wednesday and Thursday, breezy conditions and a little bit of sunshine. Partly cloudy skies will stick around through portions of the day Wednesday to Thursday. Highs will continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region by the end of the work week. Highs will continue in the 70s through the weekend, but lows will dip back down into the 40s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. If you're just checking in with us, a recap of today's top three stories. Of course, the top story around the nation today is the tragic accident early this morning on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore after a cargo ship crashed into it at around 1:30 local time this morning. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy here.
And what they're going to look at and begin to collect is information on vessel operations, safety history, safety record, the look at the owner, the look at the operator.
Now, she does say that the investigation for now is standing back to allow the search efforts to run its course. She did not provide any information whatsoever as to how many people that were looking for, any conditions of people that were rescued, nothing like that. She said that's coming from local authorities, and so far this afternoon we have not heard from them. So, of course, that could change here later on in this afternoon. They may hold another press briefing, and if they do, you'll hear it right here on Pensacola Right Now. Also today, the Biden administration defending the decision to allow the UN Security Council to pass a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. They say the U.S. abstained from the vote because the resolution did not condemn Hamas. And today, Supreme Court hearing arguments regarding the access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices are reviewing an appeals court decision blocking recent FDA changes that made the medication more widely available. Taking a look at some of the more wackier and lighter stuff making the rounds today. Austin's not going to know anything about this, but we'll talk about it. We'll try to talk about it anyway.
Yeah.
The Treasures from Planet Hollywood auction event just wrapped up, and some iconic movie memorabilia went for big bucks. The most expensive item was the floating door that saved Rose and Titanic, selling for over $718,000. And yes, Jack could have fit two. Austin, you would not get that
joke. I get the
joke.
Reference because he was sitting in the water and he drowned. Every time you take a shot, I'm going to poke a hole right in it.
Other big dollar items include Harrison Ford's whip from Temple of Doom for $525,000. Bill Murray's Red Rose bowling ball from Kingpin went for 350 G's. And Wayne Knight's shaving cream can from Jurassic Park that he stole the embryos and put them in did $250,000. Cost not an issue, Austin. Of those top four, is there one that you would like to have more than the others?
Whip's pretty cool. I mean, the can of shaving cream thing, that's like, yeah, that's a cool, I mean, that's cool just to say you have it, but it's not really cool to show off. Red Rose bowling ball, I come from a bowling family, especially on my father's side, so that would be pretty cool. I think I'd maybe take that one.
Okay.
What about you?
I would go with the shaving cream can, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want
simplicity.
But on the other hand, if it costs us no object, I mean, I feel like the value of the door from Titanic would, you know, probably hold. And, of course, with the good story, you could have people, you know, you could take it out to the Gulf and just float it out there and let people, you know, you could pay $10 to rest on the door for, let's see, $10 for 5 minutes. And I just go out there to the beach and then just say, hey, if you want to float on the door from Titanic, give me $10 for 5 minutes. I think I could make a pretty good lucrative living that way.
Okay, well, whatever.
Maybe not. Maybe that's the worst idea you've ever heard.
This is kind of a wacky and weird headline, but also good news. A guy in Melbourne, Australia, is opening a new Korean barbecue joint, and before he even opened for business, he put up a huge sign to dunk on his ex for dumping him when he had no money. In big block letters, it says, hey, Sophia, you broke up with me because I was poor. Now I have money to open a Korean barbecue. Are you regretting it? It looks like he actually put up two signs, one on each side of the building. So he really wanted to make sure she saw it. No word from Sophia, but it's gone pretty viral in Australia, so chances are she's seen it by now.
Well, we've had two sign stories in the last couple of days. One a prank, the other a petty. Which one do you like more?
I like the one that we just read more.
Okay.
That's
I'm
nice.
With you on that. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now. Back in about 10 minutes for hour number two.